My final scripture reading for today is out of the Epistle of John. Praise God. And we so appreciate the... I love to read. You know what I love? Even though my spiritual fathers, most of them are gone now, I could still open the Bible to John and Peter and to Paul. How many are glad for that? You can have your spiritual fathers anytime you want. You just need to open the Bible. Don't let it creak. Amen. Don't let moths fly out of it. God wants you to get into the Word and begin to see the things that I'm saying today. They match the heart of God. God wants that today. And so here's another key, walking in the light. Brother Johnson talked about that today, walking in the light. And here's what it goes on to say. And a lot of people like to break things into compartments. I'll have that, but I won't have this. But here's what he says. That 1 John, verse 3, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you may also have fellowship with us. Amen. It can't just be you and Jesus together. See, even in this day and age, there were seducing spirits. We're telling people, you don't have to be under fivefold ministry. Just come to my meeting. It's a free-for-all. And when they got you there, they taught worldly philosophies. Even in the day of John, they were departing from the faith. There were people being seduced by devils. And one of the things was that they were not assembling as we're doing today. And he's saying, our fellowship, how can you sit under fivefold ministry unless you're part of a church? Does that make sense? We need to be in fellowship with the Father and His Son. And I like what it goes on to say. This then is the message which we have heard of him. Of who? Jesus. Declare unto you that God is light, which means life. How many know when you're plugged into the body, it doesn't take long that life of that body flows into you. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we are of fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. How many believe that? It can't just be you and Jesus. Fellowshipping one with another. And that, it's more than just being around a dinner table with the saints. We have the Lord's Supper every Sunday in our church. We want that koinonia. You're not going to make it without it. You'll dry up. You'll be in despair. I thank God that many are committed to this body. I see some of the same faces year after year. I thank God for you that you are in fellowship not only with Jesus, but with this body, that this body means something to you. Praise God. And so we cannot give in to the spirit of the age that is teaching a casual Jesus that we could have on our own terms. It can just be me and Jesus. Amen. God doesn't want that. Oh, we need one another more than ever, that every joint might supply. It's wonderful when you come into a meeting and every joint supplies. Amen. And so it says, if you have fellowship one with another, then the blood of Jesus Christ and his Son will cleanse you from all sin. You've got to have all three. And why is it that people don't fellowship in this kind of setting? They've been burned in other churches. They've been injured by pastors that weren't perfect, right? Somebody let them down. I meet them all the time. Jesus never let us down. I've been hurt in many settings. Even in this trip, we were greatly opposed. But I still go back for more. Hallelujah. Because we're called a fellowship of suffering. I was sharing the other night with people, and I said, I love to go to locations where I don't have to wait for the city of God in Revelation 21. There are a few places I can go. And Debbie was sitting in the midst, and I said, I go to Sister Debbie's church with Brother McCarron and Sister McCarron. To me, it's like being in the city of God. Hallelujah. Community. Oneness of heart. Amen. How many? This is a wonderful thing. Why is it that some can't walk in the light or agree? Because we're more addicted to our experiences and our doctrines more than we are to Him. Amen? Because when you have been joined to Christ, you can't stay away from the house of God. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for people. I remember my stepfather, he came in with tendonitis. He couldn't even lift his arm. We had a healing ministry in the midst that night. He gave us, we thought we were going to get a healing message, and he gave us a barn-burning prophet message. And the Lord spoke to my stepfather. He says, you don't need no healing man to lay hands on you. You're going to lift that arm tonight and praise me. You're going to lift. And he lifted his arm, and the Lord healed him. Another brother was in the same meeting. He couldn't walk up a flight of steps. And God told him just to worship me in the midst. His knees were healed. I think there's a higher order than just having some evangelist pleading over us to be healed. Amen. I believe that we need to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's what happened in Latter Rain in the Pentecost revival. Many people were healed and delivered by giving their lives to Him in the meeting. Praise God. This is what we're missing out in the fellowship of the brethren. When we're among the brethren, we never know what's going to happen when the one walks among us. We never know what's going to happen to us. Blind eyes can be opened. Hallelujah. So we don't want to miss out on what God's doing. Hallelujah. Because God is moving among the people. The day of working through individuals is over. God works through groups now with people. And they're worldwide. And I comb the world looking for such ones. I long to be joined to such people that will walk with the Lord and walk with Him. In this hour, you're either going to be an Adam or an Enoch. Which one are we going to be today? Let's stand to our feet and have a word of prayer. Just want a simple prayer. I know we have altar room sometime. Brother Pat, the pastor, opens up for altar. If anybody needs Arlene and I to pray over you today for anything, we're your servants all day long. And we're here to minister to you in any way. Hallelujah. I remember praying sometimes prophetically to various people and the Lord, people calling me and saying, brother, when you were at Durham, you prayed for me and you said something and the Lord did it. I mean, God can do, God is not bound not to work through His servants. But He wants us to discern the Lord's body. That's why it says many are sick among you. We've not discerned the body. Discerning the body means we don't want to company with a church people. It also means that we have unforgiveness in our lives. God wants us free to that today. Amen? That we can be His people, His very special people. These type of messages get you in trouble even worldwide. But the message that God laid on my heart over there was received in some places and not received in others, was where in Acts 15, He says that He would take a people out for His name. And then Ezekiel 36, it talks about the steps of sanctification that the Lord wants to bring us through. How many know we're being processed today? I'm going to be a good Canadian, processed. Amen. But I believe that the Lord is going to have an Enoch company. Hallelujah. There's some great men of God that we're hoping that they would be among that group. I don't know whether it's going to be our generation, but it's something to aim at. I would like to aim at something, right? Then aim at nothing and end up being a people with no vision. For a people with no vision perish. God doesn't want us to perish in this hour. We are His redeemed people. Hallelujah. One of the things I shared at one location was there's a difference between being redeemed and being purchased. There's a difference in being redeemed and being purchased. Hallelujah. Redeemed means you're saved. Purchased means you've become His own. That now Jesus is your Lord. Amen. Let's just raise our hands to Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. You walk with us, Lord, in the cool of the day. Your voice, Lord, sounds forth in the earth. It cries for those that will hear You, for those that will come out of hiding and align themselves to Your purpose, O God. Lord, anoint our eyes with eye salve that we might see You, Lord. We're so needy of You today. Oh, God, help us, even when we're lame, to glorify Thy name. Lord, even when we're in a place of uncertainty, Let us be certain about your love and the determination of your person, O God, and of your counsel to bring us in the direction, O God, that you want us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That, Lord, you want a special people. And I thank you that I'm in the midst of kings and priests, a royal priesthood that belong to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that we belong to you, that you even took the time to save us, to come to us where we are, that we may be brought to where you are. Lord, we want to be that generation, that Enoch generation. Oh, God, wonder nobody wanted him. Wonder he walked alone, God. Lord, it must have been perplexing for these people back then to hear such a word. And he prophesied it, Lord, concerning the coming of your kingdom. And literally walked into the kingdom age. Oh, God, help us to walk into thy kingdom in a deeper fashion today, Lord. We're so grateful that you're not done with us. We're thankful. We're thankful, Lord, that we're among a people that hear the sound and they hear the cry of the Spirit. Lord God, let thy voice again walk among the candlesticks. Lord God, encourage the overcoming company. Strengthen them in this hour, oh, God. Let us not use the arm of the flesh to deal with our enemies, but we look to you. We pray for this nation. We pray for the USA. We pray, Lord, that we would bow our knee to you once and for all. Lord, that there yet may be a nation that'll please you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this privilege and this opportunity that we've had to meet with you today, to sing the songs of Zion. That we are the ransom that shall return. We shall return unto you. We shall be a company of people that shall follow thee wherever thou goest, Lord. Bless this ministry. Bless all those that have been here today. We thank you for it, for Jesus' sake and for his name. Amen.